let's rise up on our feet as we worship the Lord this morning. Let's give him all the praise. Let's thank him because he is God. You carry me when some carry the God. You feed me, Lord, when some feed their God. You fought for me when some fights for their God. Oh, Jesus, you know they use me play. Oh, na, 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 na. You know they use me play.
Covenant, Lord, you keep all your promises, God. We sing it one more time. Life giver, you are Lord.
Oh, life giver, life changer, Jehovah, the covenant keeping God,
destiny helper,
mountain mover, Jehovah, the
covenant keeping God,
Jehovah, the
Serve you, Lord, lifting holy hands in worship. We will not bow down to the gods of man. We will worship the God of Israel.
Yeah.
As for me and my house, we will serve you, Lord, lifting holy hands in worship. Down to the gods of men, we will worship the God of Israel. For you are holy, holy. There is no one else like you. You are holy, holy. There is no
sing with me to the top.
As for me and my house, we will serve you, Lord. Lift your holy hands in worship.
We will not bow down.
We will not bow down to the gods of men. We will worship the God of Israel.
As for me and my house.
As for me and my house, we will serve you, Lord.
We will not.
We will not bow down to the gods of men. We will worship the God of Israel.
Yes, Lord, you are holy.
You are holy. Holy. There is no one else like you. You are holy. Holy. There is holy.
time I call, you answer. Anytime I knock, you open. Incredible God, incredible God, incredible God. You are incredible God, incredible God, incredible God.
Let's sing every time we call.
Anytime I call, you answer.
Incredible God,
incredible God,
incredible God.
He is an incredible God.
You are incredible God, incredible God, incredible God.
We're gonna sing anytime we call.
Anytime I call, you answer.
Possibility specialist, you seated in heaven, you've made the earth your footstool. Incredible God,
He's extraordinary. Alpha, He is
extraordinary strategist, impossibility specialist, you seated in heaven.
Oh, incredible God.
Oh,
have an extraordinary strategist, our impossibility specialist. Let's sing that again, extraordinary strategist.
Extraordinary strategist, impossibility specialist, you seated in heaven, you made the earth your footstool, incredible God.
Extraordinary
strategist,
impossibility specialist,
impossibility specialist, you seated in heaven, you made the earth your footstool, incredible God.
You are an incredible God.
You are incredible God. Incredible God. Incredible God.
You are incredible.
You are incredible.
You are credible. You are believable. Beyond believing, we've come to the place of knowing that you are faithful. In every situation we find ourselves, we see your faithful hands bearing us, carrying us, helping us, causing us, oh God, to stand. For you are the God who established the foundations of the earth upon the seas and established it on the floods. And daily you give us the capacity to stand where it is impossible to stand, to walk where it is impossible to walk. You demonstrated it to us when you walked on the waters. Lord, we do not know what challenges befall us, but this one thing we do know, that you have called us victors and not victims. You've called us head and not tail, above only and not beneath. And today we say so. We say, I am head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And that which is from above is above all. Thank you, Lord, that your word is credible to us. For this day we declare that name that is above every other name, the name of our sovereign Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To that name every knee must now bow.
Amen.
And every tongue must confess Jesus is Lord forever. Hallelujah. 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 Father, you are our extraordinary strategist. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah like you mean it. God is good. Amen. You may be seated. About two, maybe three times now, I've seen a write-up actually a video clip. And this is the story. Be there for a while yet. It's a story about a man and a team that went to the Louvre, and they were in this museum, and on the wall was a painting, and the painting was called Checkmate. And as they were walking, this very important, special people, champions in that various fields, there was a master chess player, the champion. He stopped and was looking at this painting of the checkmate. The devil is sitting on one side, and he is just gleeful. And on the other side was this man with his hands on his head, just feeling disappointed. Everybody walked on, but this master chess player kept on staring at the picture and staring. The tall guy came back and said, "We've moved on. What are you still doing here?" He said, "I'm looking at this picture." He says, "Either they have to remove this picture and repaint it, or they have to change the name of it." He says, "Why?" He says, "As I'm looking at this picture, I see that the king still has one more move. It's not checkmate. I say that to you today. It might seem like the enemy has you cornered and there's no way out. But as I see your life today, as I see my life today, as I see us today, I see that our king, the King of Kings, still has one more move. It's not checkmate." Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, "I win." Praise the Lord. You have much to give God thanks for today. It happens to be that the feast that we're celebrating this week, the Feast of Tabernacles, coincides perfectly with this Feast of Thanksgiving. And I don't think that it's by accident. I believe that this feast, and I believe some of you have faced the greatest challenges to being part of this feast, but I want to say to you today, you still have another move. You still have another chance. There's no reason that any one of us should not be present during these feast celebrations, because it's the portal of God. These are appointed times where God meets with you as an individual and helps you go beyond your strength to tapping into His strength. So tonight we're going to have a very special man of God from Sierra Leone with us. And tomorrow night we're going to wrap up. I have a surprise for you tomorrow night. The Lord has a surprise for you. It's going to be an extraordinary night tomorrow night. You see, the feast is supposed to be 7 days. And then God says, "And on the 8th day, I say, "God, is this 7 days or 8 days? Because this is the feast of new beginnings for you." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing that will keep me from the feast days of the Lord. They are not Jewish holidays. These are set times more at times, specific times, when God opens the heavens. See all the giving that you've been given? Hello?
Yes.
It is during the feast days that God opens the heavens and pours out that blessing. Amen. And you want to miss it? Not me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to get everything God has for me.
Amen.
I said to somebody the other day, I said, listen, you need to be in the house of God during this time. If you have to crawl to get there, crawl and get there. You either believe God or you don't believe God. Amen? Hallelujah. Day after day, I experience the goodness of God. Let's sing that song one more time. From the top. We just go around it one time and then sing the extraordinary two times and incredible. But this time, don't sing incredible God. Sing, you are the credible God. Amen? Sing it as credible. I understand the lyrics, incredible. You are just unbelievable. But we don't want to give the devil any license to say, yeah, you don't believe. We're going to sing credible. Amen? Hallelujah.
Anytime I call, you answer.
Yes, you do, Lord.
Any door I knock, you open.
Open.
Incredible God.
Incredible.
Incredible God.
Yes. You are the credible.
You are the credible God. The credible God, the credible God.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary strategist.
That's who you are, Lord.
Impossibility specialist.
Oh, impossibility.
You're seated in
yes,
heaven.
You are seated.
You made the earth your footstool.
Hallelujah.
Incredible God,
you are the credible.
You are the incredible God, the incredible God, the incredible God.
You are the credible.
You are the credible God, the incredible God, the incredible. Impossibility specialist, you see that in heaven, you made the earth your footstool.
Credible God,
the credible God, you are the credible God, the credible God, the credible God.
You are the credible God. The Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Someone said, this is the day the Lord has made. I will for sure rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want you to mark this date, and thank you so very much, but listen while you're going. Mark the dates November 14th to the 17th. November what? 14th to the 17th. Those dates are very important to you and to me and to us as the body. I want you to mark those dates because those dates are the dates that we're going to have Prophet Paul Ame with us here in person. Amen? He's going to be here in person. He's a very strong prophetic voice, but a very strong sense of discernment. And I want to believe and know that he is going to be a powerful force to minister to you in a very prophetic way. It's going to be days of prophecy, words of knowledge, deliverance, breakthroughs. Now, all I can do is bring men and women of God with substance, something to bring. Because no one man has everything. God functions through his body. Amen? And during those dates, I want you to begin now. I'm telling you about it even before the posters are out so that you can spend time praying so that you get the impartation that God has for you and for your family, and invite as many people as possible. You don't want to miss those times. In fact, we're going to have, this is my thinking now, Friday, Saturday morning, Saturday evening, then Sunday morning, and Sunday evening. 5 meetings with him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So be ready for something extraordinary. There are people that carry particular anointings. And I trust the grace that's flowing through this man of God, the young man. He's one of our sons, my and I sons. But I, when I'm facing particular things, I too go to Paul and say, I want you to pray about this and tell me what you're hearing from God, because I can't seem to be picking the right notes. Now, God uses me in a totally different way. And we have these sons because they see the grace of God that's on our lives and the miracles that God does. You know, here at home, you don't see anything because it's just pastor, it's just papa. You don't see anything. Even Jesus could not do many miracles in his own hometown. Yes? He could not. But see what God does with us outside, walk in, and boom, 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 all over the place, miracles are happening. But as you tap into this grace in this house, God is going to surprise you in the new year that you and I have come into. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Start celebrating the goodness of God. Mama, please.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, blessed Thanksgiving Day. I hope when you are eating today, make sure you give thanks to the Lord for He provided the food. Amen. Hey, look at little cutie. Oh my goodness. Praise the Lord. Hey, baby. It's good to see. Make sure she doesn't think I'm going to take her. So praise God. Well, it's time to pray for family, pray for our children. We thank God. You know, I love that song, Extraordinary Strategist, Impossibility Specialist. May it be that for you and your household today. Father, we thank you for all our families. Thank you for our biological children, their spouses, their children's children, all our seeds. Our spiritual children, extended families, partners, children standing in this altar, those hearing the sound of my voice from wherever they are in the world, Father, remember everyone. We give thanks for giving us family. We give thanks that family is your idea. You created family, and you create solitary in family. The peace that all the family need, you provide. We thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you, God, for divine health and peace and joy. As we celebrate today and we say thank you, Lord, may we appreciate you for everything you've done for us. Thank you for giving us shelter, clothing, food. Thank you for giving us air. Thank you, God, for giving us your precious Son, Jesus. Thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit. Thank you for all the wonderful things you have provided for us. Above all, thank you for giving us life and giving us life in abundance. Not a miserable life, but an abundant life, a good life, a favored life. Father, remember us as we remember you and continue to appreciate who you are. Bless every family, everyone from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life. We thank you that they are all covered with the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you that they will all have testimonies and know that God is good, that they will continue to taste and see that God is good. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for an excellent month, excellent year, an excellent day of rejoicing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Bless you, children. See you later. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, rest heavily upon us and in the service. For the words you speak, they are spirit and life. Let all your spirit be made manifest. Have your way in our lives, in our homes, in our city, in our nation, and in the service. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's turn your Bible to Psalm 63. There are 11 verses, so you need to catch up. O God, thou art God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee, my flesh longed for thee, in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in this sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Can somebody shout hallelujah? When I remember thee upon my bed, I meditate on thee in the night watches. So when you go to sleep, it's not time to worry about your bills and problems. You should be meditating on God. Say amen. He's the answer. He will surprise you. May the Lord surprise you in this season. In the name of Jesus. In the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Verse 8, my soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Say amen. Every enemy of yours shall be stopped. This is the word of the Lord. And those who seek God and bless God, they shall be in glory. Somebody say, I am in glory because I bless the Lord. So my portion is glory. I'm in the glory zone. This is Glory and Peace Church International. I'm in the glory zone, not sometimes, glory zone all the time. Hallelujah. Rise with me. Let us pray. I don't know where your location is, but mine is glory zone. Where's your address again? Where's your house address? Yes. You don't live in that earthly address you have. You must remember your location. Remember it all the time. Glory zone all the time. Doesn't matter what's happening. Don't let somebody move you out of it. You're already in it. The devil has not changed his strategy. It's still the same thing. God has put you in the right place. Don't get him to move you out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what's happening to your physical body, your household, your finance, whatever. Remember where you stand. I am in him. And you can take me out. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when you're going to pray now, you are praying in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am in him. I am in him. I'm not looking for glory. I'm already in the glory zone. Hallelujah. May the Lord help every one of us. Father, we give you praise. We thank you, Almighty God, that you made an executive decision to choose us, to save us, to keep us with you, to be our shepherd, to be our Lord and our master, to be our answer and our solution. No one can change that order. You have decreed and declared it, and so it is. We give you praise. You made an executive decision, and Jesus said, the glory the Father has given to me before the foundation of the earth, I give to you. We are in it, and we receive what has already been declared over us. We thank you that answers and solutions are looking for us right now. They are looking for us, and they are locating us. It's not whether it's going to happen. It is already decreed. So we agree with you and we say, come to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Manifest yourself. And let the Lord be glorified. He will glory in his glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise. And we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We rejoice in you, O God. You are not a weak and a dead God. You are almighty. Almighty God. There is nothing you cannot do. Impossibility specialist. Extraordinary strategist. It doesn't matter what move the enemy of our soul make. You already done checkmate. Hallelujah! We give you praise, oh God. We win all the time. We're not winning sometimes, all the time. Somebody say, I'm a winner. I'm a champion. I'm more than a conqueror because Jesus has done it for me. Hallelujah. You have done it for us and our household. You've done it for every aspect of our lives. Even things we have not even stepped into, you have taken care of it. You've taken care of our yesterday, today, and forever. We stay in the glory zone. The whole earth shall be filled with your glory. We are earthen vessels filled with your glory. We give you praise. We bless your holy name. Father, help every one of us. Let our thoughts and our mindset be changed to know who we are in God and relax in that place. It's a place of peace, a place of rest, a place when you know that you know that you know. You know beyond knowing that it is finished. It is a done deal. That victory is completely mine for me and my household. Is victory completely yours for you and your household? Then say with your mouth, victory is completely mine for me and my household. If you believe this, say amen. Amen. We thank you, God, for your wonders that you are doing in our midst and in the nations. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces. Well, you have brought peace. Father, let it be a peace that will bring everyone back to the Master, to the Savior. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because you did say, your word said, they will say, peace, peace, and then sudden destruction. May sudden destruction not come to your people. May they return back to you. Begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Begin to say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Oh, that they will bless you out of the house of the Lord. May the house of the Lord be reestablished. May the house of God become the place of prayer and seeking you again, that the King of glory will enter through the gates in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces. Father, may your name be magnified. Do what no man can do. We're seeing prophecy fulfilled so fast. Father, may your people be alert. May your people look up and see that our redemption draw nigh. We pray now, God, that according to your word, all Israel shall be saved. All Israel shall be saved. All Israel shall be saved. We thank you that you are doing what no man can do, and you are remembering your everlasting covenant, which you have made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ show up and show himself strong and mighty in our midst. Father, bless the nation of Israel. Bless Canada. Bless Nigeria. Bless United States of America. Bless Congo. Bless, oh God, Tanzania. And bless Sudan. Touch your people. Save your people. Draw them to you. All nations belong to you. All peoples belong to you. They are created in your image and likeness. Save your people, Lord. Draw them to you. For you don't wish that any should perish, but all should have everlasting life. Save your people. Save the first nations of the earth. Save the islands of the sea. Wherever someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, remember them. Bring revival and your fire back to those nations and to your people. Be in the service this morning. Those that are sick, we declare, be healed, be restored, and be made whole. Every strength restored back to them. Renew their strength like that of an eagle. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, be in the service this morning. those looking for miracles, give them solutions and answers. As the word come forth, may you quicken their spirit to pick and take that which you have given. In the name of Jesus, grant us testimonies and thanksgiving. Bless every family. Bring reconciliation and peace to your people. And those that are backsliding, draw them back home to yourself. In Jesus' mighty name, bless the word of the Lord this morning. May your word come with power, with grace, with vision, insight, with solutions, and praise and thanksgiving and testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated.